Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there. Welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Thank you for being here today. As always, our hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement as you launch into your day. And today, we're going to talk about looking twice. Not long ago, I rented a car that had terrible blind spots. You know what I mean? Where you can't see something. You can't see another car. You can't see another object because there's a spot that your mirror can't see. And even sometimes when you turn your head, you can't even see past the pillar that's there. It's a blind spot. And there's obvious problems with blind spots. Blind spots, if you don't know that they're there, you might accidentally try to change lanes. You might end up getting into a wreck. You might do something that you ordinarily wouldn't do if you had just taken a moment to look twice. Well, blind spots and the need to look twice aren't limited just to our vehicles, just to our cars. They also apply to us as people. A lot of us, I would say all of us, have blind spots in our life that if we're not careful, we'll misjudge and we'll make a wrong turn and we'll crash not our cars, which can be repaired, but sometimes we'll crash our lives. I like this quote from John Calvin. He said, "Without knowledge of self, there is no knowledge of God. And without knowledge of God, there is no knowledge of self." In our culture, he wrote that quote years and years and years before emotional intelligence was a word. But people throughout church history has recognized what modern folks might call emotional intelligence, but what church history would call sanctification, becoming more like Jesus. And so the truth is, we all have blind spots. Well, in Psalm 139, David gives us a great prayer to help us to look twice before we change lanes. Here's what he prayed in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. He said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me in the path of everlasting life." Essentially, he's praying, "God, would you help me to look twice? God, would you help me to see if there's something in my blind spot?" And so there's some questions, and I've shared them a long time ago in here, but I want to pass them along again. Some questions that I've adapted for myself, and I've been asking myself to ask God, "God, would you help me to look twice?" Question number one, what am I ignoring? Usually if there's somebody warning about something over and over again, when they say, "Hey, I think you ought to think about this," or you're different when you're around that person, if there's three or four people that have sort of that recurring theme, that may be something you need to look twice at. Number two, what do I make excuses for? Asking myself, if there's any areas that I try to explain away and I try to rationalize or try to justify, that's probably an area I need to look twice at. Question number three, what do I overreact to? These are areas that strike a chord with us. These are areas that when somebody brings it up, we overreact. We go off. We, as Pastor Chuck would talk about, flip our lids. We get red-faced or we get defensive. If that's an area, we need to pay attention to it. And question number four, what is it like to be on the other side of me? What is it like to be on the other side of me? Do people feel bigger or smaller after we interact with them? These are all questions to say, how do I look twice? Because similar to car mirrors, when you know that there's a blind spot, you can adjust. But if we ignore it, man, we're not just going to crash cars. We're going to crash our lives. God, would you search us and know our hearts? God, would you test us and know our anxious thoughts? God, would you point out if there's any offensive way inside of us? And God, would you lead us along the path of everlasting life? Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.